Augusta, Texas, ganun din sa Philippines, Canada, Australia, UK, United Arab Emirates o nasan man kayo naroon ngayon, samahan niyo ako dito sa Usapang Off the Record. I am your host, Eileen Ligutizon. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines, and I am the managing partner of Ligutizon Law Firm that is based here in Houston, Texas. Yan, mapapanood at mapapakinggan niyo kami every Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time, at yan naman ay Saturday, 10 a.m. in the Philippines. We are live stream via Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy, Facebook, and YouTube channel. At ganun din sa YouTube channel ng Ligutizon Law Firm. Kaya like and follow us so you will be notified of our upcoming live shows katulad ngayon, di ba? Kami rin ay mapapakinggan via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Overcast, and Listen Notes. Now, if you are joining us dito sa live show, you may post your comments, your questions, your greetings, and I will read them during the show. We will also try to answer questions that you may have for us today. Just type it on the comments box. Yan. Yan ang ating topic for tonight or for today ay divorce and adultery. Pero bago natin pag-usapan yan, ay gusto ko muna syempreng balitaan kayo kung ano na nga bang nangyayari dito sa Houston. Well, actually, it's not just Houston. What's up, Houston? Or what's up, United States? Well, kasi this is actually going to be a long weekend, 3-day weekend here sa US, no, not just in Houston. Dahil this is what we call our 4th of July weekend. Yan. At tinatawag nating 4th of July weekend kasi the 4th of July ay isi-celebrate ang Independence Day dito sa United States. Yan. So this is actually an annual celebration of nationhood dito sa US. Of course, it commemorates the Declaration of Independence noong July 4, 1776. Yan. So happy 4th of July sa ating mga nakikinig, sa ating mga kasama ngayon dito sa show, sa live show. At kung wala naman kayo dito sa US, at kayo sa Philippines, o saan man kayo naroon, ay sineselebrate din ng 4th of July, hindi lang as independence ng United States, but also yung American Friendship Day. Yan. So, ito pala, meron akong babakita sa inyo. Yan. There. So happy 4th of July sa lahat ng mga kasama natin ngayon dito sa live show. Okay, and of course, hindi lang nga, like I said, it's not just 4th of July, but also we are celebrating the Filipino-American Friendship Day. We celebrate kasi in 1946 nga the US helped the Philippines, of course, we began our good relationship with them noong 1946 when we were liberated from the Japanese, diba? But of course, this is also to show appreciation kaya meron tayong tinatawag na American Friendship Day. Pero I remember nung panahon ni President Marcos noon, the senior Ferdinand Marcos, ginawang parang holiday ang 4th of July yan. Pero kaya lang nung tumasok na ang 1987 panahon ni President Corazon Aquino ay hindi na siya dineclare na national holiday kaya may pasok na. Ayun. Okay, so yun lang naman ang ating current events. Of course, kaganapan sa ating paligid, we should be aware. Alam ko na we are very hardworking people, but we should also be aware of what's going on around us, because what happens around us, affect us, honestly, whatever it is ang ginagawa nyo. So be aware, hindi tayo pwedeng walang pakialaman na lang, di ba? We kailangan din nating alamin, at syempre tingnan mo rin kung ano yung pwede mong magawa kung kailangan kang kumilos yan. Manalala ko yung ano, I can't remember the exact quote na yung kay Martin Luther King noon, ang sabi niya eh ano nga ba yon, yung justice daw is not yung hindi ka kapag ka may nakita ka na injustice tapos hindi ka naman kumikilos, you know, that's also another form of ano injustice itself. So kailangan kung may nakita injustice, kumilos ka. But of course, you have to weigh syempre yung mga ano ang pwede mong gawin at hindi mo pwedeng gawin. Hindi naman lahat ng gusto mong gawin eh gagawin mo, 'di ba? Pag-iisipan mo 'yan. Okay, so sa mga kasama natin ngayon sa live show, kumusta na kayo? Kung meron kayong pa-shoutout, yan, i-type nyo na yan sa comment box at ating babasahin yan throughout the show. Yan, kung naninibago kayo, bakit si Attorney Aileen or ako ay nag-iisa lang sa show? Meron kasi tayong sinisimulang project eh. So, later on, meron pa rin tayo, makakasama pa rin tayo mga guests. But for now, I wanna share with you muna itong topic natin. Ang pag-usapan natin ay divorce and ano, adultery. Yan. Bakit nga ba importante itong divorce and adultery? Alam nyo, of course, dito sa US ay legal ang mag-file ng divorce, makakuha ka ng divorce. Although sa Philippines hindi natin alam kung ano, kung may papasa na ang batas na 'yan. Pero for now, dahil yan ay legal dito sa US, may maniwala kahit sa hindi, ang dami-daming mga divorce cases every single day. So, sa isang county nga lang dito, pag tiningnan mo, parang almost every day, merong nafa-file na divorce. It could either be an uncontested divorce, default divorce, or contested divorce. Yan. Dito, I'm talking about here pa lang sa Texas. So, imaginein mo yung 51 states sa US kung saan legal ang divorce, diba? Alright, so, so subukan nating sagutin yung mga katanungan na did your, you know, like, kung halimbawang nag-cheat nga sa'yo yung spouse mo, ano ba ang epekto noon sa divorce? Meron ba? Aside from the fact na alam natin, of course, because if you watch the previous show natin dito sa Usapang Off the Record, sinabi natin na adultery is one of the grounds for fault divorce. Yon. So, i-refresh lang natin ang ating memory, ano? Meron tayong tinatawag na fault at saka no fault. Yung no fault dito, meron man kang, kahit na, wala mang kasalanan yung other spouse mo, pwede kayong kumuha ng divorce kung hindi na kayo magkasundo, you know? Hindi nyo na matiis ang isa't isa. Pwede kayong ano, mag-file ng divorce. Yan ang tinatawag nating no fault divorce. Hindi na tinitingnan kung sinong may kasalanan, okay? Yung fault divorce naman, yun yung tinitingnan kung nag-file ka ng divorce kasi may kasalanan yung isang spouse, yung let's say yung wife mo, yung husband mo. And we discussed the different grounds of divorce and isa na nga doon na yung adultery. Now, bakit tayo nagpo-focus sa adultery ngayon? It's because I want you to understand na hindi lahat ng ano, sasabihin mo kasi, bakit mo pa kailangang i-prove ang adultery kung pwede ka naman mag-divorce? Ang dahilan mo lang, hindi kayo magkasundo. Ba't kailan mo pang i-prove ang adultery kung may adultery ganyan? Yes, importante yan na ano, kung merong may fault sa marriage ninyo, ay importanteng i-allege mo yan. Could be the one of the grounds of your ano, why you are filing for divorce kasi may mga impact, may impact ang ano, ang fault sa contested divorce or sa divorce itself. And yun ang ating aalamin sa ating usapang off the record ngayon. Yan. All right. So, simulan na natin ang ating usapan. Una muna, syempre, gusto natin, ano, sandali, meron tayo ditong, ano, unang tanong, oh. Siguro, let's go ahead and, ano, ano na natin yan, sagutin na natin yan, ano, si Rusty Lopez, yan. Rusty, salamat at you're joining me here to live show. Ang tanong ni Rusty, What is considered adultery in Texas? Ano nga ba ang adultery in Texas? Alam niyo sa Philippines, may adultery rin eh. Pero pareho kaya ang definition? Of course, alam naman natin na when we say adultery, you have to look into what did the law say. Ito ba, matatawag ba itong adultery o hindi? Bago mo sabihin, ay, guilty ka ng adultery, you know. Huwag basta-basta magbintang. Ano bang tawag doon? Do not judge. Huwag mapanghusga. Alam mo muna, is it really adultery in the state of Texas or not? Kapag ka ba meron kang nakilala dyan at nagkaroon kayo ng relationship, naging, let's say, you are already married, nagkaroon ka ng girlfriend, automatic ba na adultery na yon? Dito sa Texas? Well, hindi siya automatic. You have to qualify what kind of relationship you have there. Ang dito kasi sa Texas, it will be considered an adultery kapag you are married and then you engage in a voluntary sexual intercourse with somebody na hindi mo asawa. So remember that definition, ha? Huh? Voluntary, you engage in a voluntary sexual intercourse with another person na hindi mo asawa. So kung walang sexual intercourse, that may not qualify as adultery here in the state of Texas. So yung mga ano, tanong mo siguro, eh paano yung mga pagka may kausap ka sa telepono, yun, nag-exchange kayo ng mga explicit mga nasalita, mga intimate conversations sa phone, hindi pa yan adultery kasi wala pang ano, sexual intercourse. May tinatawag tayong sexting, di ba? Is that considered? No. Kailangan is a physical sexual intercourse. At ikaw ay may asawa and you did it with somebody na hindi mo asawa. So that is considered adultery here in the state of Texas. Di ba? Very interesting. It's not because nagkaroon ka ng girlfriend na during the time na kasal kayo eh adultery na agad yun, no. So you need to understand first ano yung mga elements ng adultery dito sa Texas. A good question, Rusty. Okay, all right. So before we dig deeper into our discussion, I want to share with you ang ating what if scenario. So if you noticed last time, meron din tayong what if scenario, no? And then we talk about it. So ngayon din meron tayong what if scenario. And this is something that I'm really wanted to try here on the show. And I believe, and meron naman tayong mga feedback na they like it. It's nakaka-relate sila. So let's listen dito sa ating what if scenario kung makaka-relate din kayo. So let's watch our...
My childhood friend migrated to the U.S. in 2002. She's a nurse. She stayed in California and moved to Houston where she met her husband, also a nurse. They were married in 2005. They were happy, at least for the first 2 years of their marriage, until her husband started cheating on her. She caught him talking to another woman late at night, or sometimes early dawn. That woman turned out to be a co-worker of her husband. She did not have any proof of their relationship other than those phone conversations. Her husband does not have a Facebook account. Whenever she confronts him, he just simply denies it and does not give her any explanations. He went on a vacation in the Philippines, supposed to be for 2 weeks only. He came back home after a month. It turned out that her husband has been in the US for almost 2 weeks but did not tell her. She also hears from some friends that they were seeing her husband with another woman. My friend is going through a lot of mental and emotional anxieties. Her husband stops talking to her and shows no care at all. My friend and her husband had one child now grown. My question is, what if my friend files for a divorce? Can adultery affect the divorce process?
Ayan, so yung kanyang question ay, can adultery affect divorce process here in Texas? As yun naman ating topic today, you know. So if you're able to listen to the what if scenario, So nangyari dito, and this is not this is actually kind of common na story na naririnig ko, yung mga mag-asawa ng matagal na, and then all of a sudden may mga nangyayari na yung isang spouse ay nag-cheat na doon sa other spouse. Although hindi naman kinlarify doon, so what if scenario natin kung mayroong sexual intercourse, pero sinabi doon sa scenario na yung husband ay umuwi ng Pilipinas at dapat ay bumalik na siya after 2 weeks, pero dumagal pa ang another 2 weeks, so pang-apat na week na wala pa ang husband, hindi pa umuwi. So nalaman na lang niya na he's already been here for almost two weeks. And nasaan siya noon, 'di ba? Kaya tamang hinala naman yung ano, yung wife siguro nga talagang totoo yung hinala ko na meron nga siyang ibang babae. So we cannot generalize. Remember, we have to just, you know, we cannot just say, oh, he's already guilty of adultery. Okay, it's not as simple as that. Now, but before we talk about how do we prove nga that he's committing adultery, siguro sagutin muna natin na ano ba yung role ng adultery dito sa Texas divorce talaga? Bakit importante yan? Dito sa Texas, hindi naman talaga illegal ang adultery, you know? Hindi ka naman makikriminalize because nakipag sexual intercourse ka sa iba, no, sa ibang tao na hindi mo asawa, no, hindi siya it's not illegal in Texas. I'm not saying that yes, go ahead and do it, you know, it has an effect sa just in case nagkaroon na kayo ng divorce. Kasi magiging ground na siya as magiging fault divorce na kayo. So, kailangan patunayan na may adultery. Bago natin pag-usapan ko ng paano mo papatunayan may adultery, bakit nga ba mahalaga na mapatunayan mo na may adultery? Ano ba ang epekto noon? Although, like I said, it's not illegal in Texas ang adultery, ay nakakapekto yon sa desisyon ng ng judge later on doon sa divorce case. And you remember, sa divorce case may mga issues kayo na dapat ninyong i-settle, may mga issues na dapat i-address ang judge during yung divorce process na yan. At isa sa mga ang mga common issues natin dyan ay division of your property, kasi syempre dito Texas is a community property. So pag nag-divorce kayo, pag-iusapan ninyo kung paano i-divide yung community property ninyo. Because remember, Texas is not automatically 50-50 ang hatian dyan. Okay? Ang division of the property, of community property during a divorce proceeding or divorce case, ay based on just and right. So, just and right. And how do we determine what is just and right? Doon na papasok the fault. Sino ang may kasalanan sa sa marriage? Bakit kayo nagde-divorce? Sino ang may kasalanan? Sino ang may mas mabigat na kasalanan? So doon napapasok yung iba't ibang mga factors. At isa nga sa mga factor na yun ay adultery, fault divorce. Yan. So it could affect nga yung issue ng division of your property. The other issue sa divorce proceeding ay child custody and child support. So, may tanong dito nga na pasok na natin yung tanong ni Rusty Lopez. Na sa ang tanong ni Rusty ay, can adultery impact child custody? Ang sagot ko dyan ay, well, generally hindi. Okay? Adultery is not a determinant factor in terms of kung sino ang magkakaroon ng custody sa bata. Remember, custody here in Texas is called conservatorship. And we have either sole conservator or joint conservator. You know, sole conservator, ibig sabihin, yung other spouse, visitation right na meron sa kanya. Pag joint naman, pero kayong merong karapatan dun sa bata, pero isa lang, pero may isa sa inyo na primary who will decide yung saan titira ang bata, pero you have same access to the children or to your child. Ngayon, although ang adultery is generally not a factor to determine kung sinong mas may karapatan or si kanino mapupunta ang custody or conservatorship. It could affect naman ang decision kung sakasakali man na if your adulterous relationship will affect the child, the best interest of your child or your children, then it will be considered by the court. Okay, let's say for example, Rusty. Example, meron kang, you know, you're committing an adulterous relationship, pinaprioritize mo na yun kaysa doon sa anak mo. Okay? Let's say you're supposed to pick up your child from school, eh, hindi mo na pipick up because nakikipag-date ka pa doon sa, ano, karelasyon mo. So, then, yung adulterous relationship mo is already affecting the best interest of the child, and that could be taken as a factor by the court. So it's not necessarily yung because you are committing an adultery eh, ano na yon, sasabihin na alam mo na kung kanino mapupunta yung mga bata. Oh, ikaw ang ano, you're guilty of you are the one committing adultery, so sa akin mapupunta ang custody ng mga bata. Not necessarily. Like I said, it depends if it affects the best interest of your children. Yeah, good question. Now, we have here si Rochelle. Rochelle Ligot Daseco. Good morning, sis. Pa-shout out ulit, Ligot Daseco family. Yes, hello sa inyong dalawa ni Mark. And of course, the two, yung dalawa kong pamangkin. Yeah, thank you for, you know, joining me here sa live show. Okay? All right, so, now that we know na ano nga ba ang definition ng adultery sa Texas at makakaapekto nga ba yan sa ano ang apekto noon sa divorce, we said that basically sa division of property, yes, sa child custody pwede kapag naapektuhan yung best interest ng mga bata. How about yung sa child support? Hindi rin siya factor, pero like I said, kung you are prioritizing yung ano, yung adulterous relationship mo, naapektuhan yung mga bata. Pero most likely naman sa child support, it depends on yung needs ng bata, and then of course yung capability of the of the other parent to pay the child support. So not necessarily na may effect ang adultery sa child support. Yeah. So ngayon meron tayong another question din that we would like to discuss. Ano nga ba? So ngayon we said na okay, may impact nga siya, di ba? Siguro may mga kasi ito na naitanong din sa atin ito eh. So sabi eh, how does adultery affect alimony in Texas? So I guess this is a good question kasi syempre let's say halimbawa ngayong mag-asawa, hindi naman pareho ang kanilang income at tapos magde-divorce sila. May effect nga ba ang adultery sa alimony, award of alimony here sa Texas? Sasagutin natin ang tanong na yan pagbalik natin after a short break. So, stick around.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness, and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged, and let's all go through life not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone, from Roof Chamber Radio.
And we're back. Siyempre, nandito pa rin tayo sa Usapang Off the Record. At kung kasama namin kayo sa live show, you can post your shout out, your comments, and we will read them throughout the show. All right? So, let's look into the last question natin ano, before we took a short break. Okay. So sabi natin kanina, may epekto nga ba ang adultery sa in terms of alimony sa Texas? Okay? So let's see kung merong nagtanong about alimony dito sa atin. Okay, all right. Okay, so ano ba yung alimony? Ang alimony kasi is ano spousal maintenance ang tawag namin yan dito sa Texas, no. It's not automatic. Ang ano, ang spousal maintenance or alimony here sa Texas, hindi yan automatic. Depende yon sa mga factors. Sa ibang state, ano, they consider adultery in terms of determining siguro whether the spouse is eligible for alimony. Sa iba naman, they use the need to support. Kung kailan ba ng support ng spouse, then they might award alimony. But no, dito sa Texas naman, the court will look into several factors. They will look into the actions of both spouses when the court is making a determination whether an alimony or spousal support is ano is a need to be awarded. Okay, needs to be awarded. So, the court, pwede namang, like I said, it's not automatic. The court could deny alimony, okay? If the spouse committed adultery, okay? So, this is regardless, of course, of the ability of the spouse to provide for his or her own financial need or to pay for kanyang mga needs, okay? Now, una, okay, so here sa Texas, meron tayong mga factors eh, okay? Unang factor natin dyan is, are you eligible? Is the spouse eligible to, ano, to receive a spousal maintenance, okay? So, kailan mo nang ano, i-prove mo na eligible ka for spousal maintenance. And there are, while there is no guarantee of alimony in Texas, the court may award spousal maintenance if you're able to prove that you're eligible for spousal maintenance. And to determine eligibility ng ano, kung, you know, you're entitled to spousal support, you have to prove at least two of the things that I will mention, okay? Una muna, hindi mo kaya that the spouse who's asking for a support, a maintenance, cannot provide for his or her own ano, needs, you know, basic needs, financial need mo, okay? When we say needs, we are talking about the minimum reasonable needs, okay? Hindi na naman kasama yung luho mo sa katawan. Kung dati, shopping ka ng shopping, yung maluho yung pamumuhay mo, tapos syempre pag magde-divorce ka na, hindi mo na kaya, that's not what we mean by, you know, unable to meet your financial needs. Here, we're talking about minimum reasonable needs for you to survive. You know, yung mga basic needs mo, yan. And of course, aside from the fact na hindi mo makayang supportahan yung minimum basic needs mo, reasonable needs mo, ay either yung one of the spouse, yung hindi nang hihingi ng spousal, ano, spousal support, ay ano siya, guilty siya ng family violence crime, ganyan. So, involved siya sa he or she was guilty of domestic violence or family violence, yan. So the other spouse, okay? So yung ano, yung biktima na spouse, kung hindi niya kaya, hindi niya ma-meet yung minimum reasonable needs niya and mapatunayan niya ito, then the court may award spousal maintenance. Actually, there are a lot of, you know, spousal maintenance in itself will be a big discussion. So we will have a designated episode for that so that you will understand more. What I'm trying to say here is that adultery could be not necessarily, but it may be considered by the court. Yan siguro ang ano natin yan na lang. If you are eligible for spousal maintenance, like I said, it's going to be a big discussion, another probably a whole episode of ano, of usapang off the record. Okay, so okay, let's look at the comments here. All right, here we have a question here from Orly Ardizan, from Attorney Orly. What if the spouses are already living separately and the other spouse is already having a sexual relationship with another, not the spouse? Can that still be considered adultery? I think what he's trying to say here is that you're still married with each other, but you're already living separately. No, wala namang legal separation dito sa Texas. So even if you are separated, you know, hindi na kayo nagsama for a long time, as long as you're still married and then you engage in a sexual intercourse with another person na hindi mo asawa, then that could still be, that is considered adultery here in the state of Texas. Eh, bakit kailangan mo pang hindi na kayo nagsasama? It's been a long time. You both, you probably have, both of you have already moved on. One of you had got into a new relationship, pero hindi nyo pa na dissolve yung marriage niyo. You're not yet divorced. So, yung sexual relationship mo doon sa other person, that is still considered adultery. And ano naman ang ano kahalagahan noon? Bakit kailangan importante pa 'yon na malaman? Because pag nag-divorce na kayo and then you'll have to divide your property, then adultery, that act of adultery is still going to be considered in terms of award of what is just and right division of your community property. Okay, kaya ano, mas magandang you terminate yung marriage mo bago ka you get into another, you know, serious relationship that involves sexual act or sexual relationship mo, ganyan. Okay, so hindi porket just because you are already living separately, you can already do whatever and it will not impact your divorce later on. No, that is not true. Because remember, Texas is a community property. So whatever you earn, whatever you purchase during the marriage, except of course, yung mga exceptions natin dyan, I will be considered community property. So then, during division of your property, during divorce case ninyo, then, you know, yung fault mo will still be considered in terms of what is just and right. Division of property. Okay? Ayan. Okay, and we have here si Lenny. Lenny Quasito Bocial. Sabi niya, good morning. Good morning sa'yo dyan sa Philippines. Sa inyong dalawa ni Pastor Alan. Good morning. Ayan. Salamat that you join me here sa live show. Okay. Ha, okay. So, let's what was our question a while ago again? Okay. So, mayroong question dito si Attorney Early. Or did I already na yan? Ay, then nabasa na natin 'yan. Okay. So, let's go to this question. Naman from Rusty Lopez. Nako, Rusty, dami-daming tanong, no? But that's good because, you know, that means if you ask questions and your questions are good, that means you're understanding the topic and then you're going to be learning. So, yeah, sometimes it's the way we ask questions. That's how we know that you are really into it, okay? So, Rusty Lopez, sabi niya, how much proof do we need to prove adultery? Remember mo yung ano, yung scenario natin, yung what if scenario natin, ba? Yung kanyang best, kababata niya, childhood friend niya, who is a nurse, moved here sa, sa US, nag-asawa, and then, ang hinala niya nga, merong karelasyon yung kanyang husband, pero wala siyang, proof, walang text, walang email. As a matter of fact, yung kanyang husband ay walang Facebook account. So, narinig lang niya. Pero narinig niya na nag-uusap sila sa madaling araw, ganyan. And then, nawala yung husband niya for 2 weeks. Hindi niya alam sa nagpunta. So, mga pwedeng matawag mo yun ng mga circumstantial evidence na magpapatunay. Pwede mong magamit ang mga yon para mapatunayan ang na merong adultery, of course, because if you allege fault in a marriage in a divorce case, you have to prove it in court para you get a favorable decision on your part. Ngayon, ang tanong ni Rusty, how much proof do we need to prove? Hindi yan guilty beyond reasonable doubt. No. Kailangan mo lang ng clear, Yan na, clear evidence. Ang ano natin dyan is, you know, pwede mo magamit yung circumstantial evidence, katulad ng mga sinasabi ko, not necessarily direct evidence. Pero syempre kailangan makonvince mo yung court na yung spouse mo talaga naman is in, ano, had a sexual relationship with another person na hindi ikaw yon. Okay? Ang tawag dyan ni clear and positive proof na ano siya, guilty siya ng adultery. Okay? And remember our definition of adultery, that's what you need to prove to the court para you get a favorable decision. Yan. So clear and positive proof. So ano lang yan? Yung sa scenario, what if scenario natin kanina, pwede niya ipasok lahat yung mga evidence na yan. Yung mga witnesses, di ba? Mayroon silang mga witnesses na nakakita na may kasama yung husband niya. It could be sa car, sa mall, or pumasok sa hotel, mga circumstantial evidence. Not necessarily direct. So as long as you can prove by clear and positive evidence that your spouse is committing adultery, then you may be able to get a favorable decision in terms of the division of your property in your divorce case. So that is a good question. All right. Okay. So, and thank you, Rusty, for those for that question. Okay. Alright, so merong tanong dito si Rochelle. Hi, Rochelle. Yan ang question mo, ha? What do they have in common daw about adultery and concubinage? Well, if I remember it right, anong concubinage, no, is actually kasi dito sa Texas, hindi naman talaga dinify na ang pwedeng maging guilty ng adultery ay either wife or yung husband, ano, either one of the spouse na you know, that had a sexual relationship with another a person na hindi niya asawa, then that could be adultery. In the Philippines, you have to distinguish ang adultery and concubinage. Yan. Adultery kapag ka, I might be wrong on this one, but I'll try to remember it. Adultery, yung sa wife, you know. Concubinage naman, yung at fault naman dyan ay yung husband. Yeah. So, magkaiba ng ano yan, degree of proof. So this is a good discussion that we might you know, it's a good discussion that we could do it in a separate episode. But yeah, think about that as that way. Okay, adultery and concubinage, which is very different dito sa concept natin ng adultery sa Texas. Okay, good question, Rochelle. Yay! And meron tayo ditong bumabate si Anna Barbin. Sabi niya is watching from Ulag. Prieto Diaz, Sorsogon City. Napaka-specific. Ha? Sa mga taga Ulag dyan, Ulag, Prieto Diaz, Sorsogon City. Hello sa inyo. Ayan yung pag-aaralan ko bumati sa Bicol. Tatanungin ko ang aking mother, aking nanay. Turuan nyo akong bumati sa Bicol. O kaya yung tita ko, titi-titianing. Turuan mo akong bumati. So next time, babati ako sa Bicol. Yan. All right. Well, salamat and you're joining me dito sa live show sa Usapang Off the Record. We're just gonna pause for a short break. At sa pagbabalik natin ay pagpapatuloy natin ang ating Usapang Off the Record about adultery and divorce dito sa Texas. Kaya, stick around.
Hi. We are so pleased to be with you. Thank you for being with us. We want to invite you to be part of the Difusión Latina, Portal de Fe. We are the Spanish Ministry of Roof Chamber Radio, and we are so blessed to be with these guys all around the world. Please be with us on YouTube and Facebook. We would love very much to know how God is blessing you, and please come along and support us. God bless you, and see you then.
Yes, and we're back and nandito pa rin tayo sa Usapang Off the Record. And thank you sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa atin at nakikinig sa Usapang Off the Record via Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page and YouTube channel. At okay, so I think gusto ko lang dagdagan yung sinabi ko kanina about yung ano yung sa proof ng ano ng adultery, kasi binigay lang natin example kanina yung ano eh yung scenario, ano. But I'd like you to know, pag sinabi mong circumstantial, anything that could, ano, that could help establish your claim that there is an adultery going on, okay? So, pwede yung mga phone records, okay? Mga phone calls, yan. Kung meron kayong ano, mga texts, pwede yung mga nag-exchange sila ng mga text messages, pwede yan, pwedeng magamit yan para mapatunayan mo na, wait, meron ba talaga silang sexual relationship? So, makita mo doon. Sometimes, people, they exchange pictures, uncompromising pictures, you know, you'll never know what you're gonna see there pagka nag-investigate ka talaga. Yung iba naman, nag-hire talaga sila ng investigator. And yeah, it will help na ano, if you can find something there that will show that your spouse had a sexual relationship with another person, then you may be able to establish adultery. And so bank statements, yung mga bank accounts and your credit card statements, you will be surprised what you will discover from those statements. Emails, yan, yung mga photos and videos. Dito sa kanina yung ating what if scenario, wala siyang Facebook siguro. Talagang sinadya niyang walang Facebook because sometimes, you know, Facebook is giving us a lot of details. Kaya pakaingat kayo dyan sa paggamit yun ng Facebook, you'll never know when it's gonna be used against you. Okay? Because syempre, that is, ano, resibo nyo yun eh, makikita dyan sa Facebook talaga. So be very careful with whatever you're posting and sharing to the public. And even if sabi mo, oh, I did not befriend my spouse, there's no way makikita niya. But yung friends niyo, di ba? Nangyayari yan sa Facebook. Yan. So mag-ingat kayo sa kung ano man ang inyong mga pinupost yan. Because those could be used against you. All right? Okay, so let's see. Do we have another question here? Okay, so let's address this question ni Rusty Lopez. Good. Daming tanong, ah. It's good, Rusty. All right, sabi niya, wife is stay at home for 15 years and has no job during that time. While the husband went to medical school and eventually become a doctor, earning a lot of money. Can she get percentage alimony based on the salary of the husband? You know, remember, Rese, I told you that we can have a separate discussion of alimony because right now we just want to make sure that we are focusing on our topic, which is adultery impact. But of course, just to give you a quick answer on this question, may impact ba the fact that the husband was able to go to school during the marriage? Yes, meron yan in terms of ano, kasi yung ginastos ng husband sa ano, sa pagpapaaral niya sa sarili niya, okay, to enrich himself, naging doctor siya kung para kumita siya na malaki. Yung wife naman, nasa bahay lang. Pag sinabing mga sa bahay lang, yan, hindi lang yan natutulog sa bahay. Your wife is also using her own time and effort to take care of the family. So, definitely, the factor yan na i-consider ng court. So, good analysis. Okay? All right. So, wow, it's already 9:44, but let's see if there's any more important matter that we should talk about here sa ano, in terms of adultery and divorce in Texas. So we already said that adultery is not illegal in Texas, but it is a factor that could be considered in terms of division of your community property during divorce case. What else? Sinabi rin natin na adultery will not impact child custody order of the court unless the adultery or the adulterous relationship is being prioritized to the detriment of the child. So you will look into the best interest of the child in terms of considering adultery in child custody. Child support, not necessarily. It depends on the needs of the child and the capability of the other spouse to earn. So meron tayong certain percentage, and that is another good topic here sa usapang off the record. Let's look at the other topic. We already said, how do you prove adultery in Texas? So remember, it's clear and positive proof. Kailangan yung, it must be reasonably clear pag sinabi natin yan. So not necessarily direct. Of course, if you have direct evidence, that's a strong evidence. But if you don't have, sometimes we don't you don't really have those direct evidence showing proof na there was a sexual relationship going on with your spouse and another person, then you can use all the circumstantial evidence, okay? So that is why if there is a factor of adultery, huwag niyong babaliwalain yan in terms of your divorce kasi it could play a very big factor in terms of division of your community property. And sinabi rin natin na kahit na you are already legally not legally separated because there's no legal separation in Texas, if you are physically separated na and you engage in a sexual relationship with another, that is still adultery. Kasi you are still married. Yeah. Okay? So, it's a topic that you might not think that it's not gonna affect me. But it might affect your friend. Just example doon sa ating what if scenario, yung kaibigan niya. So she's actually asking questions na hindi man makakatulong sa kanya, pero makakatulong dun sa, yung information na yun ay makakatulong sa kanyang kaibigan. So it's always good to learn something new. At yun naman ating purpose dito sa usapang off the record is to, this is our public service na we can share legal knowledge. Although there is no attorney-client relationship or just sharing it with you, feel free to share it also to others. Yeah. Okay? All right. And may mga konting announcement tayo. Pagbalik natin na, we'll just pause for a short break and stick around.
Hi, my name is Marilyn Rogers. I am the auditor of the Philippine American Chamber of Commerce Greater Houston Area. Please watch the Biz Talk every second and fourth Thursday of the month via Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page and the YouTube channel. See you all.
And we're back. Yes, that is the Biz Talk. TBT na, that is another show na mapapanood ninyo dito sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page and YouTube channel. It's all about business yan. We're people and business matter. Ayan. All right, so a konting announcement lang. I just want to share with you yung mga events na napapanahon where actually I'm involved in ako in terms of preparation or I'm part of the organization. So just want to share with you. Invite ko kayo kung nandito kayo sa Houston area. Ayan, kikita ninyo. This is the University of the Philippines Alumni Association in Houston, Gala. So we have a gala. Ang team namin ay tulong sa pag-aaral at kabuhayan. Ito ay gaganapin sa October 22nd, which is a Saturday, 6 to 11 p.m. sa Houston Marriott Sugarland. If you have any question, you can reach out to Wally Arias and Ruth Adsuara, or you can also reach out to me. I'll be happy to connect you, or maybe if I can answer your question, then I'll do that. So yung mga taga UP, dito sa Houston, at sa mga nakapaligid sa Houston, like yung mga taga Dallas dyan, you know, you are very much invited. Yung mga taga Austin, San Antonio, UP and friends, my UPN and friends. Samahan nyo kami sa October 22nd sa aming University of the Philippines Alumni Association gala. Ayan. Okay. All right. And the other thing na gusto kong i-share sa inyo ay etong, let me pull it up. Ano? Share natin yan. Magtinan nyo yung mga ginagawa natin sa community. So ito ay, you know, this is an opportunity to volunteer if you are in the Houston area. July 9, Saturday, that was next Saturday. That is next Saturday, from 8 in the morning to 11. That's actually 11:30 a.m. So meron tayong food distribution dito, in coordination with the Christian Community Service Center and USUD Food Bank. Sana nagbo-volunteer din, pagka may time to distribute food. So, it's gonna be at the Gethsemane campus of St. Luke's United Methodist along Bel Air. Yeah, that's one opportunity to get involved in the community, some kind of a humanitarian natin service. Okay, and let's see kung meron pa tayong mga bumabati. Okay, so it's time for us to say thank you to all our listeners and viewers. Remember, if you miss a live show, you can watch the recorded sa YouTube and Facebook page ng Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. Also, you can listen to the recorded show naman sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Listen Notes. Ayan. And I'd like to say thank you sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy for giving me this opportunity to share legal knowledge. Sometimes we will have we have in the past we have guests every Friday. We will also do the same thing. It's just right now we're just kind of doing a little bit of soloist here, because I'd like to really discuss because ang dami-dami nagtatanong about a divorce here in the state of Texas. And maybe this is you may not be in Texas, but you may know somebody who might need the information. So importante din na may share natin yan. Okay? And if you have a later on question for me, you can call 713-309-6464 or you can visit legaldecentlaw.com. I am. Okay. Okay. So I also wanted to say thank you sa ating president ng Roof Chamber Radio, I mean Roof Chamber Media, si Fenji Villaseen. Magpagaling ka na, Fenji. We miss you sa show. I know that if you have the opportunity, I know na nakikinig ka at nanonood ng ating show. Kaya naman, magpagaling ka na, okay? At sa lahat ng mga nakasama natin dito sa live show, maraming maraming salamat. At hindi kayo nagsasawang samahan kami sa mga taga Philippines, Canada, Australia. At of course, dito sa US, saan man kayong states naroroon, maraming maraming salamat at sinasamahan niyo kami. I'll see you all next week sa isa na namang Usapang Off the Record. This is Eileen. Have a good weekend, everyone. Have a good 4th of July weekend. Mag-ingat kayo sa celebration. I know you're gonna see a lot of fireworks this weekend. I'm hoping to see a lot of fireworks this weekend. Kaya enjoy your weekend. Make it worth it. Bye, everybody.